protect the New York City's drinking water. So the proposal, the meeting last night is all part of that mission to both clean up existing pollution and make sure we don't have new pollution being added to the river.
And I'm sorry, so can you tell us what exactly are they planning to do at the dump?
Yeah, so basically what they're proposing to do, this is Wheelabrator. They're a huge incinerator company. They run three incinerators in the Hudson Valley. And they're proposing to take an old quarry, the Peckham Quarry in Catskill, and dump toxic ash in there to fill it up. The proposal is to put in 445,000 tons of ash per year, and they reckon it'll take 48 years to fill the place up. The ash is highly toxic. It's laden with metals like lead, mercury, cadmium, and arsenic. And the quarry is close to the river. As we heard in detail last night, the underlying geology is very porous. There's limestone. There's lots of cracks. There's lots of ways, and even Wheelabrator's own study has shown that water goes directly from the quarry down towards the river. So, obviously, one of the things we're worried about is that the metals from the ash can leach out into the water, and then the water can come down and go into the river. But that's not the only problem. There's a number of other problems with the proposal. Perhaps the most glaring is that they proposed to have a leachate collection system. So they're proposing when rain falls on the ash in the quarry, they're proposing to extract it, put it in a tank, and then truck it to the local sewage treatment plant. The problem with this is the sewage treatment plant doesn't effectively treat these kind of dissolved toxic metals. And so basically it's just like taking a pipe and putting these toxic metals straight into the Hudson.
And can you tell us what has been the response of town officials so far?
So town officials have been somewhat equivocal. They've said they're looking at the proposal. They said it might be a useful way to generate some revenue, but we're looking for them to be much more definitive and be very clear. This is absolutely not a useful way to generate revenue. The effect of this kind of proposal generally is to make the town known for its dump, to reduced ratables, and to generally make towns less desirable for other businesses. So if the desire of the town is to enhance economic development, this is absolutely the wrong way to go.
What has been the response so far of town officials to the proposal?
Well, they're keeping very quiet. Initially, there was a statement from Doreen Davis, which was slightly positive, saying this could be a useful way to generate revenue. Since then, we've heard nothing. I believe a number of town officials were at the meeting last night. I'm sure they saw and heard loud and clear from the crowd that popular opinion is that this is not the way to go. And so we're hoping for a more definitive statement soon saying that they agree with us that this is not the right approach.
And can you tell us a little bit more about Wheelabrator and what their environmental track record is like?
Sure. So Wheelabrator is a huge incinerator company. They have a number of incinerators around the country. Their track record is, shall we say, checkered at best. So, for example, in Massachusetts, they were sued, I think, by the state for environmental violations and ended up with a $7.5 million fine, which is one of the biggest ever in Massachusetts. They also have a habit of signing up rather stringent contracts. And so, for instance, in Baltimore, they cited an incinerator in a community of color. They then had a contract with the city that said that they had to put a certain amount of waste there, and the city did a good job in reducing the waste, and Wheelabrator ended up suing the city for $32 million for not sending enough waste to the incinerator. So these are not people that you want to mess around with. They generally are very hard-nosed, and we'll definitely use their resources to try to exploit local towns.
I don't know if you covered this. I had to step away for a second, but understand that there's been some games played over the years in terms of how the ash from incinerator is classified and whether it's considered toxic or hazardous and how that impacts the type on the type of, you know, landfill it should be put in order to protect residents from, you know, leakage and, you know, water contamination.
Yes, that's right. So there was some litigation about this. What was happening was under the old EPA test, incinerator ash was showing that it met the criteria for hazardous waste. The industry then sued to try to figure out, to try to get themselves an exemption for testing. They failed to get that exemption. And the Supreme Court said to the EPA, it actually went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said to the EPA, you figure out how the testing should be done. EPA then changed the leachate test, making it more lax, and basically that ended up, once the ash, there's both fly ash and bottom ash. So once the fly ash, which is the most toxic, was combined with the bottom ash, then they were able to pass. But they're really only able to pass because the ash itself is alkaline, and so that neutralizes the acid that they use in the test. So if this stuff were hazardous waste, it would have to go to a hazardous waste landfill, which there is only one in New York State. So you know, however you test it, the bottom line is that this stuff is toxic, should be regarded as toxic, and should be treated with great care.
So what are the next steps in the review and permit process for the dump?
So in terms of the DEC process, DEC has done a pretty good job at reviewing this application carefully and has decided and written letters to Wheelabrator saying that this is the wrong place to put an ash landfill, because the geology is bad, you can't monitor it, and you can't meet the bedrock separation requirements. So DEC has sent them a letter saying your application is incomplete, and so that doesn't mean that the application's over, it just means to say that it's dormant. So what we're looking to do now is to have local towns come out and clearly oppose this so that Wheelabrator thinks again and decides that this is not the right place to come and try and do this project.
Is there any particular reason why they want to try to, you know, site it in Catskill or in the neighboring area? Why did they pick this town?
Well, I think the ash is coming from three different incinerators. So it's coming from Peekskill, Poughkeepsie, and Hudson Falls. And I think probably the idea is that this is somewhat in the middle of all of those. And there is a somebody with a big hole here, and they want to fill that hole. So I guess it's a meeting of the minds in that sense. But I should emphasize that this proposal to fill a quarry with ash would be the first quarry in New York State to be turned into a dump. And the reason that that is a bad idea is because, you know, years of blasting tends to make cracks and fissures develop. So quarries are a really bad place to put both waste and ash, and indeed a number of quarries that have been filled with coal ash have caused environmental damage, and that's been documented by the EPA.
And are there any ways people can find out more information, and can they provide their input regarding the proposal?
And we have about 45 seconds.
Yes. Well, first thing, if they can email my colleague Jessica Roth, jroth@riverkeeper.org, and we are in the process of putting together a big mailing list, so we'll keep people updated. And there is a video posted, but I know not where, of the meeting last night. But if people email Jessica, she will let them know where the video is posted.
Well, thank you very much. And Richard, Riverkeeper website?
It's www.riverkeeper.org.
Oh, that's an easy one. Thank you very much, Richard, for taking
your time. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All the best. Bye.